Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, Jay.
I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. This my undisputed truth. My life is like forbidden fruit. My bitch know better than I do. A woman's worth. I barely went to church. I'd rather fast with you than fuck it up. Fucking with skirts, cause I'm rational. A nigga still gon' be a nigga. Emoji heart, my family pictures. Two-stepping away from rappers. I don't trust that true intention. I'm not in the music business. I've been in the human business. Whole life been social distance. Hoes like when you not tripping. I ducked the party. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your gunny. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them hoes is sorry, they all get bodied. I bless it that you have an open heart. I bless that you forgive. I bless it that you can learn from a loss. I bless it that you heal. I bless one day that you attract somebody with your mind exact. A patient life, flaws bless them twice, and they'll bless you back.
Keep me torn and I'm gonna walk.
Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when you drive.
drugs talking. But shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Cause I be the fuck and I hear the drugs talking. Yeah, baby. When it's hard to your soul, but my nigga left his ass on the road. Got to fend by some shit you don't know. Are you home? For sure. I hate it here. Every daddy's still on my phone. I hate it here. Asking if I've been on the pro. I hate it here. If you keep lurking on the low, if you a fan, let me know. For my past, no, it ain't love if you ain't never eat my ass. It ain't love if you just only tie me down because you see me in my bed. That's why I'm empty, everyone, before the man. Yeah.
Keep me torn and I'm well walking. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know you're loving when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking.
Yo, yo, telekinesis, I'm purifying these deep speeches. While I'm crying, I clean the feet of the sweet Jesus. Dreams, visions get blurrier, the Elohim is light. It's known to tear retinas in a single gleam. Shut the fuck up when you hear his love talking. To the mind is God's cipher, dividing a small portion. Faded pictures, this global madness, the intervention, this world's in the twilight zone. This is the fifth dimension. God, please blow the whistle, we need an intermission. My good deeds in front of your door, I'm standing by the entrance. With heavy baggage, my brother's ashes, I seen tragic. I did dirt, smacked death, and held it to that nigga cabbage. Love. We killing greed, we killing homelessness, and I don't give a fuck about this land. I want ownership. Bow your head for just God's sake. Listen what the stars say. What I say is God's way.
Keep me torn and I'm a walking. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. God be the source, then I am the plug talk. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. Right? for all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create, cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning, I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning, went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup, I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks, threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short, oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly, I ran through her, I bumped into my old girl,
Sally,
from the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong, cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do, she's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye, here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me,
hi,
looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye,
punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone, something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick, she put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, Mr. Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am, go ask my mother, and with your wrinkled, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it! Don't never forget.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But do whatever you see. All the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Remember that? Keep your head up. Yeah.
I like styles, be closed caption. Addicted to paper for tracks. Pictures of action, play back. In the midst of mashing, no fairy tales. Young black male, some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales, hustling and hardly think of culture, or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures, selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches, wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized in pictures, watch that tears, say your sympathy, my childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery, here's a message to the newborns, waiting to breathe, if you believe in you can achieve. Look at me, against all odds, though life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now. Thought slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a drive the strain. And a man without a focus, life could drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping to change. But when I focus on reality, we broken in chains. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama thanking God for blessing and shout. All my mama got to do now is collecting and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhale the sherm smoke, visualize the flames, will I be smothered by my own pain, strange witches, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ain't at many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. But still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away is there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, the hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
They know who we be.
My first instinct is to translate the word, make it easier to digest without saying the word itself. I feel guilty for this mistake, for changing languages instead of describing. Isn't this an easy way out? My mother and I are playing charades alone. We make the mistake of over and over our tongues, too quick to learn. After all, isn't this what we are used to? When one language fails, we try the next and the next until someone understands. A syllable escapes like a captured cricket singing for its love of freedom. It is too late to go back now, to jar the language we first learned. We do not want to either. So in this game, we swallow first. Card, swallow, describe, flip. Card, swallow, describe, flip. This piece is called We Play Charades by Uma Menon. Thank you for listening. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we have a question for you. So your piece can be whatever you want, but along the gazes of this, how do you feel about yourself in this life today? That's the question we have. How do you feel about yourself in this life today? The road ahead can be a treacherous one if you aren't careful. So let's tune in. We can't wait to hear your poetic perspectives through poetry and music tonight. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuena, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. How are you this evening, King?
Hey, what's good? I'm good out here, you know what I'm saying? It's been a fabulous day.
Yes,
how you doing tonight?
I am doing amazing. It is great to hear your voices. I can't wait to get into tonight and, you know, hear some beautiful poetry and some good music. You know how we do. You know how we do.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Light it up.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep that light burning. Turn us on fire.
Awesome. Absolutely. So you posed the question, how do you feel about yourself? Listen, I don't know if I want to type that subject with a 10-foot pole tonight, but I want to hear what you have to, how you feel about that.
Myself, I feel like I'm one of the 8 wonders of the world, you know what I'm saying? Because I see what I see and I do what I do and I make moves the way I feel, you know what I'm saying? They high-spirited and self.
Yes, that's right. That's what's up. Well, for me, I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? There's been a lot of things going on, and I'm like, I'm coming to the realization that you can't change the world, but you can change how you move in it, and you got to make sure that you move it in love. You know what I mean? Don't let anybody push you into a space where, you know, you acting out of any other emotion that is not love. And trying to do things that way, I've been looking at things a lot more optimistically, and I'm starting to see the goals instead of seeing all the obstacles. You know what I mean? So that's what I am.
You know, when those obstacles are before you, you got to know how to kick down the door or move that shit out your way. You know what I mean? So just speed on.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes that can be harder than others, so I try to avoid some of them. But I know some of them you just kind of, like you said, chase them down, and that's all fine and good. But poetry helps, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. When I, you know what I'm saying? Poetry is, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful environment to be within yourself with, you know what I mean?
Word.
You can always go there, take it there, and proceed there.
Totally feel you. I feel you, sir. I feel you. Okay, well, while we are on the subject of poetry, and since that is what we are all here for, do you want to open up the space with a poem for us tonight, sir?
Yeah, I touched that mic.
I
touched that mic.
I'm like, it's all you.
All right, this piece right here is called Mindful, Part 3. And, y'all, I move along the currents of people in crowded spaces. Doesn't matter what the race is, I still rock stages. High applause, audible, showcasing my skill set. I'm the unknown triple threat in life, see what you get. Never had problems with arenas, a crowd pleaser. Poetry groom reader, my fiance, have you seen her? King with a beautiful queen, private when I treat her. Hang with lyrical grand reapers, pen game is deeper. Get low in the trenches, ride waves just like a surfer. I'm a close learner, light worker, besides a good earner. Old school, no food, too cool doing what I do. Never liked school, I was schooled by them street dudes. Hit libraries, entertaining my eyes in them pages. The books had a look that taught me about mazes. Movement is essential, can't sit on your ass. That's why I leave the past on the path of an aftermath, King.
Like, you, that flow on that one just gives me, like, these Wu-Tang vibes. Like, slick, slice, slice, slice. I can just hear the, you know, the swords that they play in the background today. Sheesh, sheesh, sheesh.
Yeah.
Line after line. I know that's right. That was tight. That was very tight.
Yeah, well, I'm down with a crew called Scribe or Die. You know what I'm saying? Squad of the West Coast, East Coast division. So, you know, I just joined their group. You know what I'm saying? So we're a 3-man crew, and we get busy with it. I mean, we all lyrical assassins. So.
Oh, snap. You got to bring, let me, if you guys record some, I want to start uploading, because I feel like a lot, you know, you guys are producing a lot of, you know, recordings of pieces, and I'm like, let's bring them up here. Bring some of those up here. So if, you know, the crew want to come through or you want to bring a recording of what you guys are working on, I would love to play that in a segment. That would be cool, too. You let me know what you think about that.
I feel yourself. They some low-key dudes, you know what I'm saying? They low-key okay. in the trenches. But I'm going to see what I can do, you know what I'm saying? Throw something in
okay.
the play. And play all that right. all night. But they, like I said, they lyrical wizards, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy to be a part of their crew when they asked me to get down. So
no doubt. What's up? Congratulations
Queen, I know you got
on that, and I hope it work out.
Oh, it definitely will. You know what I'm saying? The head leader is my uncle or not.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, all right. I know it's going to be some.
Without being
some
biased or like, you said I inspire him. So, you know, it's,
wow.
it's cool. You know what I mean? What?
That is cool. That's a question if I say not. Yes, indeed. All right, well, I have a little piece here that that I've been working on that I can share with us.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Right. As your haze gives way to evening, watercolor way canvas, the day ends as dramatically as it begins. I anticipate the end of her tyranny as the patient moon slowly steps from behind the curtain of light. When all is dark and cornflower blue, there is only the moon, a tender ending that lasts like a lover's kiss, cozy and quiet, cloaked in hope and grown folks' business, sub rosa exposures that roses up cheeks, turned up to ceiling, sharing secrets. There's a boy with the body of a man with his hands crisscrossed behind his head, staring through the roof toward the face of the moon, with a smile and a dream to get him through. There's a girl who prays that the whisper of her kinfolk ain't louder than her Holy Ghost neath illuminated moon glow. A disheveled woman with an animal's mind, busting her veins wide open on demon time, and a guy with a solid life who won't get to see tomorrow's light. A family tilts their head to the sky, asking God why, facing down the moon. There is a room with a door adorned in pink and white for little girls to sweetly rest, looking out the window for the slightest sign of tenderness, suppressed by a man-sized secret weighted on her little chest, staring at the moon. And somewhere on a different field lives a field of doe-eyed daffodils, smiling wide with petals yielded, bathing in the moon. It's only the moon, holding space and solitude amidst a sky full of whispering stars, scattered and distant, too preoccupied to listen. The moon, though, gives its full attention. And that's that piece.
Oh, there you go right there. There you go. The moon. Everything revolves around the moon.
Yes, it does.
I love that.
When you think about it, because I've lately, since you've been talking about it, I've been spending my time like outdoors when there is a full moon, and like there's this park that I go to, and you can just see like you ever see those little not the nativity scene, but the little houses with they're not gingerbread houses quite, but. My aunt used to have these little scenes where there's these little, like, toy houses that show the winter scene. And lately it's been looking like that. And I just imagine what's going on in other people's houses while I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. Hold on. Go ahead, King. You know what? Before bring in the callers, I'm sorry, I got called away real quick. But before we bring in any of the callers, I just want to play a quick song, and then we're going to get right back to it, okay?
No doubt. That's what's up.
Okay.
What to give you, blood? 3 months, man. What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama. How old are you, boy? 13.
13?
Damn. The bastards must be running out of niggas to arrest.
This goes out to all the families that went through the struggle. Yeah. From the heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Yeah. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and three sons? But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe why my old earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits cause we was poor. Grabbed the flies for the channel, fixed the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy, we survived winters. Snotty nose with no coat. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny peed the bed. 7 o'clock, fucking roaches out the stereo box. She shared the same spoon, watched a Saturday cartoon. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And it was days I had to go to textiles with a note. Saying, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears the toilet paper, used the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy. She killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips. She wiped the cold out my eye before school with a spit. Case worker had her running back to face to face. I caught a case house and tried to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why? Yeah. Mommy, I love you.
And I'm so thankful
for you.
All that I got is you.
It's all you.
And I'm so thankful.
You brought me here like this.
Sun, moon, and star, and them planets would exist in my space, like man, woman, and child. Understand, we got to keep it real with reality, and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days, because see, that's the child I was, what made me the man I am today. Because if you forget where you come from, you're never going to make it where you're going. Because you lost the reality of yourself. So take one stroll through your mind and see what you will find. And you'll see your whole universe all over again and again and again and again and again. Yeah.
All right. I know that was a word right there. He said, if you keep it real with reality, then reality will keep it real with us. I'm like, I know that's right. I like that line. I love that song. All right. I'm ready to get back to business. How about you, King?
Hey, let's rock. You know what I mean? But, you know, you got to peep out Raekwon's joint, part two to that song. That joint was fly.
Part two?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Raekwon joint, you know what I'm saying? All that I have is you, part two. I mean,
you know what? I'm going to have to look that
one
up. All right, slide that to me.
Yeah, Big Buck singing on the hook.
Oh, who?
Big Bub from today. That dude, the lead singer from today, he had him singing on the hook. You know what I mean? Fly joint.
Ah, that sounds really fly. I can't wait to hear that. Make sure you send it to me. I can't wait. All right.
It's in the archive.
Okay, all right. Slide it. All right, how about we go ahead and get back to the callers and hear some beautiful poetry and find out how people feel themselves in this life today. We want to start with our first caller, the beautiful and lovely diva, La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you today, Mama?
Hey, Your Majesty. How are you?
Yo.
Amazing, yes. Poetry. I wanted to say something in the chat earlier, but I was in here like making some finishing touches on my piece that I was rushing through. I'm like, oh, let me put that line in.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
Y'all know how I do.
Yes. I want to be like you. I need that kind of. See, for me, I have to be like singularly focused. But you, like, I just took this one here, and somewhere the galaxy that handed you a whole piece while 150 other things going on. I'm like, I need that kind of self-discipline, I guess, today.
Thank you. amazing poetry, you guys. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was just saying that tonight, the question that King is posing is he wants to know, how do you feel about yourself in this life today?
Oh, man, I love me. I'm trying to tell you, I love me. I fell in love with me. Unfortunately, I didn't do it until after my husband passed. It took me all those years. But I haven't turned on myself. I've learned to be kind to myself, uplift myself, because I know that spirit dwells within me, and it gives me my security, my solace, my peace, my hope, everything, my encouragement, and everything I touch because of that turns to gold because I believe in myself now.
I love that. I really love that. All those affirmations all up in there. I love it. You have to love on yourself. And I feel like once you get a chance to finally do that, the rest of it becomes easy. It's just like, okay, this is just a message.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a part of the process and everything, you know, kind of ride the wave a little better, I think. I can't wait to get
you
that.
You do, but sometimes them waves get real high, and me being a mother, the emotional side in me has a tendency to overwhelm me. And kind of knock logic out the window sometimes. So I still have my tests, my trials, and my lessons. But I remain open regardless because I have spirit by my side. You know, my angel guides, my ancestors, whatever you want to call them, they send me light. And I send it out for y'all. So I'm good.
And we appreciate it every time, looking at that, you know. Your energy is unmatched, and I thank you for bringing it in. And your poetry is so full of spirit and soul that it's just, you know, you are a unique ray of light. And I can't wait to hear what you brought to share with us tonight.
Thank you. I knew something.
No, it's definitely.
I love that fresh ink. I can't wait to hear it. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This is called, and I titled it too, y'all. Ain't that something? The Love I Now Have. Sitting in the lovely seclusion of my solitude, I came to the conclusion that I am not everyone's cup of tea. Some I have left soured, and some just can't seem to get enough of the way that I taste. But I release all negative thoughts and uninvited energy to the universe. And I no longer give samples of me, so no one gets to play with pieces of my heartache while I'm on the healing journey through my heartbreak. No more looking for a corner to go and lick my wounds in after they've scarred me. I'm not loyal to that disloyal shit no more. Patient. So it isn't real to me. No longer part of my reality. No one welcomed me when I was in need of solace, comfort, love, and peace. So I ain't making no more excuses for the disappointment in my eyes, so they better understand during their pillow talk. Call it what you want, but I found God and peace through my wisdom, and I am true to the love I now have for me. And that's that picture.
There you go.
That's in class.
Thank you.
I've been snapping it up ever since that line. Some less sour and some can't get enough. I said, yes, indeed. I know what you mean. When you know that,
okay.
You get that discernment and just understanding how relationships turn out when you're not trying to do or be someone that you're not in order to maintain them. And it's like, okay, you might not like the taste of it, but I know, you know, there's a whole other set of Pattersons that find it very delightful. Can't get enough of how I taste. I know that's right. I love that line. This is a very dope piece.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, you got the fly shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's come through the fly shit, so. You know,
thank you.
Whether it's short, long piece on that, you know what I'm saying, it's always on point. You know what I mean?
Thank
that's what we love about you.
Appreciate that, y'all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I love watching your journey to rediscovery through your poetry. I feel like that's what it is. Like, it comes together like a journal of self-discovery almost. And as you progress in, I'm like, get that together. It's like, you know.
Yep.
Secret promises to yourself. That's what it is. Secret promises to yourself. And it's so dope.
Yeah.
It's so dope. And it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
To top it off. Oh, child. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for bringing that piece and for joining us tonight. We love hearing your beautiful voice. But, you know.
Thank you. I enjoy y'all too. And you know what? I feel a part of my light is having you guys, you know, share in the story of my journey with me. You know, it means so much to have somebody there to actually hear you and to converse with you about it, you know, and show some understanding. It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm telling you, all my blessings, they flow into me. Every single day, I'm so grateful to have you guys in my life. I'm grateful to have the little things.
Have you.
And it's a beautiful, and it helps me to actually pen my journey, because I got a lot of pieces I don't want none of y'all to hear, you know, because you might figure some shit out. And I'm like, no, they don't need to know these types of things. But for the most part, my pieces, they y'all encourage me. And I think you all are amazing poets. Every last one of y'all, I learn something from. I take something from all of you, every last one of you. And I appreciate you guys. I love y'all, man. But enough of the sappy stuff, man.
All right. Put your tough guy jacket back on. All right. But anyway, I want you to stand by and enjoy the rest of this beautiful night of poetry with us and exploration. And, you know, thank you again for joining us. Just, you know, stand by for us, okay?
Oh, I'm here.
All right. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful ever inspiring La Perla Negra coming through and blessing the mic for her amazing work.
Yes,
we want to throw another, yes indeed, we want to throw another song in the air before we bring in our next poet. And
I got you on this one for you.
I'm sorry?
But I got you on this one.
Okay.
Straight up. Come on, Bob. I need you, son. Get the fuck out, couldn't understand it. Feelings turning to hard granite. Now she a one single parent, growing up on welfare. She might need healthcare, that made me feel no one else cares. Moms is a part of my life forever. Getting drunk, that's her business. Guess that stormy weather, fish and grits. 12 o'clock midnight piss. Stop crying, Ma, take a kiss. Take care of your brother and sis. Something happened to me, I'm it. Y'all better be a fist. She meant that shit, every mouthful accurate. Took me to school, be immaculate. Taught by the best. Remember, stress, a ghetto agenda, that's how we rest. Don't let them play with your emotions. Lotion in me, little money in my vest. Damn, Mom going through it, still holding me through it. Sneak the money, fuck yeah. Yeah, when granddaddy died, I knew you didn't see me cry. Held it in and hurt him, Mom, lie. Remember, Bucks had me in the tux. Went to beefsteak, Charlie's had my first fade cut. Yeah, loving you always, screaming on janitors and hallways, it's my son always. Caught me in the crib, yo, smoking, sat me down heartbroken, hoping the phase had me open, yo. You like, hey yo, for real, you like loving you for life, it's only right. Strong yourself, you make it, weak minded, you're naked, the pain and hurt, I can't take it. Plus my uncle in jail, bless your brother, go see him, he look forward to it like mail. You my ace, you the lady in the place, you ain't a waste, we just trapped inside a low life place. Trust me, I'ma work hard, tattoo my body, throw it on top where I got scars. See ya, son. Start crying.
Oh, yeah. My love, fire.
That's right.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
bones are hurting. I just come over and give them a sign. Mama, thank you. Thank you for being there.
Move with that one. Yeah. I'm guessing that is the song that you were talking about, the part two.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That was a bop. I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
Yeah, he
all right.
That one out.
Yes, he did. He really did. I never knew about that one. Thank you. Thank you for the word.
That was a hidden jewel.
It was. It definitely was. But, King, how about we get back to this poetry tonight and bring in our next call. Are you ready?
Yeah, that's what's up. Slow.
Okay. All right. So our next caller is coming to us from area code 713. Area code 713. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
Sir Lawrence here.
Sir Lawrence, hey, welcome, brother. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I said I'm going to come back, no doubt.
All right,
so
that's peace. That's peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
great
I hear
to, great
you
to be
been,
back. Great to hear you guys. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's great to hear your voice. We are just tuning in with everybody tonight, and we'd love to hear a beautiful piece of yours. But the question that King has posed is, how do you feel about yourself in this life today?
Well, excuse me, a whole lot better than I used to, because I feel like now I've, you know, like in the words of I can't remember his name now. He said that, you know, you walk in a dark room and you turn on the light, and no matter what, you can't unsee what you just saw. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at your life now, like for me, I see it as a movie reel now. You know, because I've gotten away from the stock beliefs, you know, that we've been conditioned to. And so, and then all of a sudden you can see things differently when you don't walk around like a mindless robot accepting, you know, catchphrases and conditions and everyone else is right and you're wrong.
Right. Yeah. Sleepwalking. That's what I compare that to. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Once you change that mind state and you wake up, it's a whole different experience. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You can say stuff like pass the popcorn out.
Pass the popcorn, right. So you're just viewing it as like a movie reel with the passage of time. That's a beautiful way to look at it, because things will come and they'll go, and, you know, they're going to pass through. So if you view it as if, you know, I like that perspective. I really do.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to play around with that in a piece tonight when once the show is done. Thank you for the inspiration, Sir Lauren.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem.
Well, you're so welcome. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and get to the poetry. And when you're ready, I would love to hear one of your wonderful pieces tonight.
Well, and I chose this piece after I heard the question. I think this piece is befitting.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Excuse me. The truth is bent. Research studies are learning us, control us, inventing group types, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves. Thinking a theory is a fact. Brainwashing is moral reasoning. Communication, catchphrases. What is the distraction this time? Truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning. Heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? What will we do when we lose all the bees? It's called satellite imagery. Imagery, the key word. The truth is bent, and we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. Words have sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen. But they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. A red devil with horns, pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. Then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent, and gender now has categories. You know, like, I'll take gender for 300. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper. A man in a dress with high heels. The people's sex trafficking. Our children becoming the main course. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up. The truth is bent as we give honor to the God that made mistakes. Sir Lawrence.
Oh, good.
You know, that, Sir Lawrence, that piece was A1, brother.
That was, oh.
Right on, right on. Appreciate that.
It really was. Thanks. Oh. So much of what we do not or do not feel like we can talk about and bending the truth, you said in that poem. And I'm just like, It reminds me of, I think it's Marvin Gaye. Make me want to holler.
Oh, yeah.
That's always, this ain't living.
Inner City Blues.
Really, yes, Inner City Blues. Inner City Blues. That's what it reminds me of, because it's like we're living in a day where just to speak on the things that you're seeing and the perversion of everything that we know in one way or another, and the inability to talk about it. And it's be socially acceptable. It's really kind of like a shared delusion almost. Like we're living in this, in words are spells. We're casting spells on one another and the things that we speak and that we do not speak going under. Oh, there's so much in that piece. That's really deep. So Lawrence, as usual, thank you so much for just, you know, your perspective on poetry and how you brought that together. That was very, very fly. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, welcome. Thank you. Thank you both.
You are most welcome. And as always, you know, we love to hear you whenever you have. I know that, you know, your dance card gets full sometime, but if you ever had time on Mondays, we are here and we would love for you to, you know, come through and give us a bit of your wisdom, okay?
Okay, we got a deal.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sir Lawrence. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great Sir Lawrence bringing us a riveting piece, just speaking on today and making it just so eloquent. It's amazing. I love the poets that come through here, so diverse and so inspiring just to hear everyone's beautiful perspectives. And, I mean, when you get a chance to come through, it's always a good thing. So thank you, Sir Lawrence. We appreciate you. All right, King. How about you want to throw in another piece of music before we bring in the next caller?
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. You got it lined up, or you want me to get it?
Here we go.
All right.
Baby, best of things.
Everything you wanted.
I just took my socks off. Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
What time it is? Yes, it's about that time to take your socks off. I do want to remind everybody, we did not say it at the top of the show, but in case you did not know, tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And also shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. Right. And another reminder, if you're listening online and you'd like to join us and share a piece of your poetry or a piece of your mind, we welcome it. That dial-in number, again, is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit that one to be heard. All right, now that we got, you know, house business in order, let's get back to the poetry, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it looks like next up on the mic is Epiphany's own Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Queen and King. Happy Monday. I'm happy to be here. This isn't always possible, so I'm so glad that I made it.
Oh, and we're glad that you made it. We are glad to hear your voice, darling. How are you holding up?
I'm making it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this. My grandfather used to say this all the time before he passed away. Every day above ground is a good day. I'm above ground.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Amen. Amen to that. I know that's right.
Right.
That is the truth. So, Gina, the question that we have for tonight is how do you feel about yourself in this life today? With everything, how do you feel about
I love me so much. Sometimes I feel like I need to dial it back.
Ooh, I know that's right. Ooh, that flagrant self-love. Now you're talking.
Yeah, because there was a time in my life when I didn't think I was enough.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that I was okay. I thought that I was half, and I needed somebody else to make me whole. There was a time when I felt like my validation came from the outside and not internal. There was a time when I didn't know my value and I used to put myself on the discount rack. I was on clearance, marked down, bottom shelf. And I had to get my life, my mind, and my thought process together. My heart was so busy taking care of other people that the person that I had forgot about was me. And then I fell in love with me. So this is where I needed to be. I didn't even know it, but it's a necessity, not an option. And I'm just happy to be here.
I love that.
That was my answer. Why you don't have to snap for the answer? That wasn't poetry. It was just
that
yeah,
wasn't. Well, child.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. My daughter told me sometimes my conversation is poetic. I'm gonna let y'all have it. Let me stop. See, people said I can't take a compliment, so let me let it go, and I'm gonna bask in it. Thank you. I appreciate you in gratitude.
Okay. Well, you know what? That is a piece in and of itself, the fact that you feel like you had yourself on clearance and that just coming back to yourself. And self-love is making you not going to let anybody treat you like, you know, day-old fries when you filet mignon. I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I'm not a hamburger, bologna. I don't know, meat
right.
That comes in a can, I don't eat that. I don't eat at restaurants with a drive-through window. I have an air fryer, a panini press. I have a blender. I have a Ninja. I'm sorry. I have so many gadgets and different appliances in my kitchen, like my Mixe, that I feel like you can't talk to me any kind of way.
You know.
Y'all better quit playing.
You're not talking to an American slice. This is Gruyere, okay?
Getting myself together. I don't care if I'm Bugetto. I'm still getting it.
I know that's right. I love that. I love that.
If don't nobody else love me, I do. You know, I used to say this all the time. My mama loved me. You know what? Sometimes she be jiving. I ain't even messing with her right now. So, she's so funny. I remember when I first, when I picked Gina Storm for my pen and stage name, you know, my mother said, I don't know her. I don't mess with her. You know what I was thinking? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to get away around that soon. Eventually, one day, there are going to be people in your circle that say, aren't you Gina Storm's mom? And she said, wow. Oh. So when that day came, she said, you know what? I wasn't messing with Gina Storm, but now I do. And it's not that Gina Storm is a hat that I wear. Gina Storm is my brand. Mm-hmm. I'm still me. But even at me being me, sometimes you lose sight of you. And the one person you need to always hold on to is yourself. And I lost sight of that. So I'm glad this is the topic tonight. When I saw it, I was thinking, oh, yeah, this is destiny. I don't know how other people view their lives or what they think is important and necessary. But in my life, when I see something that you're doing and saying aligns with something that I'm thinking and doing, we're one of a accord. So here we are. I love y'all. Thank you.
I know that's, I love that. Okay. Gina coming through with all this magic. Thank you, Gina. Oh, gosh.
I'm a black girl. I have no other option.
Oh, you know what? I love it. Well, listen, we're going to give you a chance to share a piece of poetry. Well, you have, whether you know it or not, it has been all poetic, but an actual piece. We're going to give you a chance to have the mic all to yourself. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours, my dear.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Queen Edwina and King Joel, King Atterbury, and I became friends before I met you. So the thing that I love about us is we didn't have 6 degrees of separation. That's your partner in Rhyme and Crime and your co-host. Mm. So between the two of you working together, I know you because of him. That gives me pleasure. Yeah. So I'm going to title my piece simply, Me.
Okay.
Me. I have to say it. Not lowercase, but in all caps. Capital E, capital M, capital E, capital Me. In all caps. I'm talking about exclamation points, so you get it. I need you to understand simply that I have to choose moi in 2023. At the ripe old age of 53, finally, I choose me. See, I've backburnered myself and been neglected, left behind and dejected myself tremendously and sadly, feeling like I did not fit in and I was rejected. But it's okay, because I'm here and I'm loving me. The way that I've loved others constantly, consistently, and enthusiastically while I was neglecting the one person that I should be looking out for. Let me say it one more time. Me. She. The person who didn't get the love that she deserved. It wasn't reciprocated. There was no RSAPCT. Now, I don't know what Aretha Franklin had in mind at the time when she sang that song, but I will say that I've never seen it in my life in real time. I'm in need of love, care, compassion, grace. I need you to be all up and through here in my space, and I will show you my game face. I'm not playing. This is it. It's the show, not the rehearsal. So I will not dumb down my conversation, water myself down. You're going to take me at full strength. I have battled life sober. And when all I wanted or needed was a sip of wine or a bubble bath so that I could have a good time, I would relax my body and take care of me, smoke some good green 3 days before 420. Sometimes I'd be so irritated as soon as I was emancipated, all I could say to myself was, God damn it, how did I survive it? I shouldn't have been able to because they were trying to kill me. I'm talking about arrows and bullets were set and
there was a red dot in the center mass aimed at my heart. But that's okay, because I got dedicated to taking care of others, and I don't mind that because it's part of my love language. But my words for this and in the coming years is simply that I do not love you less. I'm just giving more to me. And I got to say it again in all caps. There's no need to reply. This ain't that. So if I have to give you and float the bird and give you the middle finger so that you finally understand and heard that I am not the one who has a problem, but I love life and myself for the first time ever, I want you to let you know that I'm going to gobble this up rather than be selfless for the first time ever in my existence. I'm going to be a little selfish because all I can say is hooray me into the hell with everyone else, because I put an ad in for my daughter and my bonus child, her best friend, Addie, this evening, and it said, I'm seeking a handyman / landscaper with reliable transportation who can hold my bags and purse while I shop. My mom says to me, did you send that to the kids? I said, yeah. She said, what did they say? And I said, both said, Mom, are you taking an application for a new husband? I'm in the storm. That's my situation right now, and I wish that it wasn't. But I had to, for the first time in my life, choose me in peace.
That's what's up.
I'm sorry. I had cotton mouth. I had to take a drink of water. Thank you so much. King Atterbury, I'm like, bruh.
You are most welcome.
I don't think I took a breath in between that piece. The time it started to it ended, I was like, oh, my throat is clicking. I love y'all. Okay. I love it here. I had to choose me. It couldn't be an option anymore. It had to be a necessity. I had told somebody last week that when I went to see my primary care physician said that the difficulties and the chest pains that I was having for almost three weeks wasn't asthma, allergy related. It wasn't even my lungs. It was my heart. She said, your weakened heartbeat is irregular. I need you to see a cardiologist. I'm 53 years old. I lost my dad at 70. He had a heart attack. I have to take better care of me. I have to put the oxygen mask on my face first and save me before I can aid any other passengers. I have to make sure that my cup is full before I replenish someone else, because if I am dehydrated and pass away, then there'll be no caretaker. So I got to take care of it, and I made myself a priority. So thank y'all for this topic tonight. I understood this
assignment.
You surely did. You surely did understand the assignment. You came through with all this wisdom. And like I said, this magic that is Gina Storm exclusive. Thank you so much. I love it.
You're welcome.
I needed to hear all that too.
We will be on this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's just Jay and Gina's show. Come through, and we're going to have conversation and poetry. As well, I would love for you to join us in the afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse at the Small House of Poetry for the kitchen, where we do round after round, the speed round, and make sure you get full to start your weekend off right. On Sunday, we're going to have the honor and the privilege of interviewing our founder at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse, Just Jay, a.k.a. Jerry King, my partner in crime and rhyme. And under duress, he's going to give us his best. So we look forward to hearing from the Morgan Freeman with the Shakespearean style of poetry that evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday morning at 7 Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Monday morning Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us on Clubhouse in the AM Drive, where Mama Donna and the crew, including myself, Just Jay, and Wallace Reed, sometimes it's Frequency Atlas, depending on who can show up and participate, we're there. So check us out on Small House, as well as the Small House page on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram, as well as YouTube, because we have videos and reels that you would enjoy. And check us out here on the Epiphany Universe, because we absolutely positively, have no desire to be ordinary. We can be raw. It's a real network right here in this universe. At Epiphany makes this a possibility. So I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic. Okay. Just go and blaze the mic and drop it and run on out of here. But we appreciate you, Dana. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you.
Love
so
you,
much.
Mean it.
One love, one mic. All right. I hope you guys got all of that because that's a busy lady. And we cannot miss to go ahead and, you know, stop by and support Celebration for Just Jay and the Small House of Poetry and Saturday night, the Gina and Just Jay show. Or the Just Jay and Gina show? I don't remember. But those two guys will be there, you know, showing some love. All right. Okay. It looks like quite a few people have come in to join us tonight, and I can't wait to hear what they have. So we want to dial back a little of the music and give everybody a chance to get on the mic. So we're going to take our next caller. King, is that all right with you?
Hey, rock it out, rock it out.
No. All right. Okay. So it looks like next up on the mic is C-Double 34 Music. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. C-Double, how are you doing this evening?
You know, this is first time I've been on a poetry show in over 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We always appreciate hearing you. You're taking
King
a two-week hiatus?
How have you been? How have you both been?
Good, man. I've been things. You're doing the knowledge and rocking it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do. Yep.
Indeed, indeed. That is what it is. You're trying to get it right. So, well, it's good to hear your voice. And what did you take a little, you know, hiatus from the mic or poetry?
No, it was, well, moved into a new place 2 weeks ago. Also, you're working, just plain working and stuff. And the times when you want to get on, it's like it gets kind of late, and I'm like, look, Jill Scott is waiting on me, you know. I can't, you know.
Okay. Say no more. Yeah. Say no more.
Yeah.
But it does not need to be spoken if it's understood. All right. Well, we do, well, you know, we're glad to hear you. And life do be life in some time, so we get it.
Yes,
but,
it does.
Yeah, so glad to hear you now. And as for the question that we have tonight, how do you feel about yourself in this life today?
It made me think of a lot of things. For example, today my daughter turned 32, but she's estranged from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say baby mama drama, but words have been said, and that's all I can say about that. And I take responsibility for my actions because back then I was a simp looking for nub in all the wrong places. That's pretty much what it was. And I used to think, used to hear women say they wanted a good man, they wanted a nice guy, and I played the part because that was easy for me. So I was a simp, but you learn as you're 57 years old, you learn that you don't take no crap no more. I got that James Evans look.
Oh, that's James.
Yep, I got
I
that James
look
Evans look
about.
With the belt. You know, I can tell you, I can show you better than I can tell you.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that young love can get so damaging by the time you get older and look back at it like, I cannot believe I let that person set my whole life on fire.
I've made many mistakes. I've had plenty of regrets. But I know one thing, God is bigger than my problems. And I have to keep remembering that, because if I think my problems are bigger than God, then who the hell do I think I am?
Ooh, that's a word. That is a word in and of itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm right.
Hanging on your wall.
I had to let that let that one breathe for a minute. Well, thank you, C-Double. I appreciate
you. You're very welcome.
I appreciate you asking the question. And how about we get to some of your beautiful poetry? Are you ready? Do you have a piece ready for us tonight?
Yeah, and it's going to be something that probably will piss somebody off. But, you know, like I said, I don't tolerate too much anymore.
Hello. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours. Okay?
Thank you very much. This piece is called This is America. It's where I'm from, where God placed me, during a year that wasn't civil, in the midst of this country, having an overseas war that your soldiers couldn't win, putting rookies in the battlefield, average age, and then 19. I'm emulating the stuttering, people rioting, all because of the color of skin. The hatred was rampant, first and second classes. As an infant, I was called a little Negro boy, light skin and sounds of blackness. Realizing later, God never called me that term. I was created in his image, but people painted it to be graven. As they fought for equality, God never wanted that for me. He said to be separate, don't be a friend to this world, or face the wrath of God by being his enemy. Temptations entered me, feminist witches, dressed sexually. Hey, man, did they dare you to take a peek? Me too. And I was accused of harassment when the fact is she's the one who grabbed this man's dick, visiting his mansion, drinking the Carafa wine, stacking treasures on earth, and I can't get into Section 8 housing because the law doesn't allow spouses. And now I see men in dresses, cosmetics, tuck bulges, and Adam's apples because definitions have been transitioned. Can someone tell me once and for all what a man is? I used to know the alphabet, but the letters from twisted genders and sisters are written to emasculate. Got to be careful in what I can and cannot say. Agendas and propagandas has blackened my eyes like Kung Fu Panda. But I have to remember this is America. It's not my home. I'm a temporary inhabitant just passing through, not waiting to be caught up in the rapture as my escape plan when I should stand up for God. And if that's the point of me being here, I'll endure to the end and take my chances because that's my character. I don't want to hear myself being called a worker of iniquity. Depart from me, I never knew you. Placing my hand covering my heart, pledging allegiance to what Jesus calls evil. And that's my piece here.
Mm. You know, that's so good. I mean, that was definitely on point, yo. For real.
That was. Ooh. That was heavy right there. Shots fired in all directions. From that part when you say, God never wanted this for me. I think that people tend to forget that. Like, everything was not meant to be acceptable and to be done. And then you're like, definitions have been transitioned. And I'm like, I see where you're going with this. And it's a lot of heavy truth in this. It's a lot of heaviness in this piece. It was well done, though. Well put together. C-Double, thank you.
Yay, thank you. I know that I was never classified by him. I was never labeled by him other than being love, spirit, man of God, not by my color of my skin. He wants my character. I'm hip-hop in your midst.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay now. All right now. Okay. All right. Listen, you guys got to understand the, you know what, I ain't even going to go there. But it's just like when you speak, I understand 3 to 4 different things coming out of everything that you say, and I'm like, let's follow that train of thought. But we can't do this all night. We know that there's wisdom hidden in every line and everything that you say, but we're going to leave that right there for tonight and tell you.
Yeah, because I'm kind of like, because Queens Wena, I'm kind of like this. I'm kind of like Urkel sometimes. Did I say that?
Right. But I'll go ahead and tell the truth. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for it. Fucked around and told the truth in this day and age. I don't think so. But yes, indeed. Yes, I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down, sir. And I appreciate you for bringing it through for us. We definitely appreciate that. Ain't that right, King?
No doubt. Definitely on point. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that piece and you coming through, brother.
No. Hey, thank you very much, King. I want a Biggie Smalls rendition from you.
A Biggie Smalls rendition.
That's right. I want a Biggie Smalls rendition from you.
That would be dope.
He's a baby.
I think he could pull it off. Because, you know, he got that New York. Yeah, his baby is giving me a little. See, now I can't unhear
See?
It. Thank you, Cito.
See?
You know what?
See? This is what I do.
Well, we thank you so much for your beautiful ears. They get too much for us sometimes. We appreciate us, C-Double. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You enjoy
one
the rest
love,
of the
One
energy.
Mic to the
yes.
both of you. Yeah, one love,
love
one
love.
I hear it. It's the, I think it's the New York thing that you guys have, that New York draw. It's the baby now sounds synonymous at this point. All right.
Baby.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. We're going to keep this party going and bring in our next wonderful poet. Are you ready, King?
Okay.
All right. Next up on the mic is our favorite Nadian, Lady A. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Lady A. How are you doing tonight? Lady A, are you there? Oh, I think maybe her call dropped. Sorry, Lady A. All right, well, we are going to bring in our next caller, which just happens to be Mr. Tuesday himself, Epiphany's own Mahavi. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Mahavi. How are you doing tonight?
I happen to be fine. I can't complain. Hello, for
brother.
Chilling. Right. Getting these last details together for Yom Drip Fest. Passing messages going on. You know. And I just want to be what's going to be.
This is going to be a vibe. I know it's going to be a total vibe. If you guys are in the Albany area, you guys better figure out what's going on with Drip Fest. It's about to be a movie, an absolute movie. And if you're a poet and you're not there, you're probably going to miss out. You're going to be sad.
It's going to be.
Will it?
Thanks. And it's like more people are showing up. People are popping up.
Huh?
Hey, you know I'm coming. I'm like, what? I was like, what?
Nice.
So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And we don't make it do what you got.
That's true. We know you're going to tell us more once we get to the end of our conversation because you're patent pending, your commercial. I know we have one coming up in the end, but before we get there, let's just tune into you. How are you individually? The question that we have for today is, how do you feel about yourself in this life? But,
how do I feel about myself in this life?
Everything.
That's a loaded question. let me stop. Honestly, what I feel about myself right now is I feel my mortality. And because I feel my mortality and I know that this ends quickly, that means everything counts. And when everything counts, that means, you know, you can continue on the stuff that you're doing or you can just decide to do something, go beyond and do greater. and you just believe in yourself more than anything else. I'm willing to take the bets on myself in order to make things work. I don't really particularly worry about what people are going to be saying at me at this point, because when you're gone, it doesn't matter. Nobody's ever going to remember what that was, anything else. And some people, they just go out of their way because they're just unhappy people because they haven't figured it out, because you decided to be creative, you decided to be a leader. Like everybody who's on the Epiphany Radio Network, you know, the Starship, the universe, they're all creative. They're all creative people. Very easy people to find or to do certain things because they're designed to make waves in places that were, you know, ponds and pools and make into a full-on ocean. That's just kind of what happens. And so for this poetry thing, I was really, like, shying away. Like, I never wanted to be the person to be out front and be like, I'm this person. Because I feel like if you have to do that, then you're really not that person. And I don't like imposter syndrome. So I'd be like, I'm going to go. This
way. Well, that's right.
You know, you know, I'm not going to – you better catch me when I'm – you know, see me when I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to worry about how your opinion is going to affect what I do. I'm just going to go do what I can do with the best. Yeah, we're going to lose a jaw. And even if I lose, I'm going to learn something. I'm just going to get better. And so, you know, and so I literally watched a poet who I swear up and down, I was just like, oh. And then they did something last night, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was just like, I said, you know what? If you keep practicing, you're going to get better at something, you know. And so the thing is to stay coachable, stay teachable, and keep going. And don't stop. So, you know, even with Drift Fest, like, you know, if you go, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, everything is practice until you get to the big show. And I said, who knows what the big show is going to be, but I guess what? Everything that I do is leading me towards that show, is leading me towards this. And it's not that this, I'm just going to keep redoing it. It's just like, how does somebody know how to make McDonald's fries the best way that they were? They went and made McDonald's fries, and they just kept getting better. And then they got it to a science. Now you can go anywhere in the world, McDonald's fries taste the same. It's a messed up process, but it tastes the same. But it's one of the best things about that restaurant. You know, I don't want to recapitulate that. I'd rather everything be a piece of art, individualized and everything else. And, you know, like Miles Davis or John Coltrane, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you can't refute the creativity that's created by those individuals. Okay, I like my point.
That is all truth. All facts. All facts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was a word. And I think that is really important. We have a tendency, especially in youth, to think that we have forever to get this perfect scenario going, this perfect way of life, and everything is going to be mapped out in this certain way. And then you realize that, you know, you kind of have to swing for the fences, because which one of the Stoic quotes is it? One day you will die, pre memento mori or something, whatever. But you know, just the idea that you don't have forever to just really take your life by the horns and make the best of it. You don't have forever. You don't know how many memories you have left to make or how many chances you have left to take. So you kind of have to take them by the hand, take them by the reins. And I'm glad you're doing that. And it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. It's on all of your endeavors, for sure.
It's, you know what, it's like being a wave of abundance, and it's funny because I keep telling people like blah blah blah. I said, but if you really think about it, it's a wave of abundance. It's a way of doing certain things that happen. So if you see it as an opportunity as opposed to anything else, like I no longer be like, okay, I did this or I spent this, you know, I'd be like, nah, I invested this into what I was doing, and so I've learned to change certain languages. And it's abundant. And so I tell people, hey, do the same thing. You're thinking you're doing this. I said, you're paying the cost of your boss, your vendor. I said, but if you go this route, it's going to work out for you. So then as people start figuring out, they'll be like, yeah, that did work out. And I'm like, yeah, that was. I said, you know, abundance doesn't just come in the form of monetary compensation. It also comes in the form of creativity, comes in the form of opportunity, comes in the form of different things that net you the things that you need that either is going to benefit your pockets or your soul, and sometimes both. So I believe in being a super wave in a way of abundance in many different ways, and being able to open doors in ways that other people cannot. And so I'm embracing it now. Like I'm really embracing it. Because it doesn't happen the way that you want it to, but you know.
That's happening the way it's meant to. Divine timing, divine timing. God bless all of it. Oh, yeah. Well, we can't wait to hear how things progress as they move forward and you, you know, go into your bull season. So, Taurus.
I hate talking about my. This is most about talking about myself. I'm going to do, but I really like the fact that somebody who's on the other side who's starting. He's like, yo. I'm super inspired by what you do. I'm super inspired. And he's like, yo. And he was like, I don't mean to count your pockets, but I'm looking at how many hoodies going out. And I said, you know, that's very Negroid-ish for doing that.
Right.
I said, don't count what it is that it is. Like, maybe something. I said, listen, I'm moving at a particular clip. I'm trying not to get overrun. I'm trying to do a slow burn. I like to, you know, and they were like, yeah, but the fact is that you're doing it and everybody can see it. And I'm like, well, that's good. That means, I said, it'd be even better if you bought something, but, you know, I've been in your own time. I'm not a karma bark. I'm not going to push you to it. But trust me, it looks a particular way when you have it on. He's like, I see. You know, so it's good stuff. So I didn't say it. All right, you ready?
Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. We appreciate it. And, yes, we are ready. You have some poetry ready that you ready to share. Is that way?
I haven't figured it out yet, but I just figured out this music. So what I did was when we had the Honey Dripping Room on Sunday, the Robert Glasper Layla Hathaway thing. So, you know, I went, you know, got in the lab real quick with it so I can do some things. It's going to be fun. Anyway, ready?
Okay.
Try it out.
All right.
All right. See how it goes. All right. The song is just too loud. You too loud?
No.
You smell like August and bring the heat when you stride. I feel flush as the quiet hushes my mind and my imagination binds my attention to your frame. I imagine your kiss and you coming close where your lips brush mine, your sweet breath fragrant. I was cleaning out my phone and found so many photos, moments of your smile, the simple, pure joy. I love being the thought that crosses your mind, the memory that stimulates your context and cerebral cortex to send electrical impulses to your cheeks that pushes you from grin from ear to ear. The pleasure, the pleasing, lips waving and opening to the thoughts, birthing us each time that you smile. You gifted me you, your breath, connection, electricity jumping through receptors, images through lenses. No one taught me how to see love. It is not rose-colored. It is tinted, sweet, bright, steady, light in a long hallway, keys opening doors to the warmth of home. It is like how I see you in complete darkness, aura aglow, chakras pulsing, and your smile. I still stomach my butterflies, forehead my wetness, nervous my feels, your smile has me in. Ask the how, hug the why. Your eyes are always the answer. Taken I am, this journey I'm on, to travel with my heart that sings to my soul. It's you. You. The answer is always you.
That part. Okay. It was this part where you would like ask the how and hug the why, and your eyes are always the answer. I'm like, look at that boy, Julia. Look at him. But no, seriously. Oh, that was super, super duper romantic. That was fly. That was really fly. Put that line right there. It gave me goosebumps. That was. Can you guys hear me? Am I coming through?
Yeah, not here. I was
okay. Okay. All right. Yes. All of that. Snaps everywhere. I don't even know what else to say. Who told you to come in here and bring something like that? Nobody asked you to do.
I don't know.
No, but that was really, you know romance. It's like you could just take that one string from the smallest glimpse of light in the room and just see the every sensual angle of that room through that one space. It really is. That was fly. That was definitely fly. All right, Bobby. Coming here, showing out on a Monday. It's okay. We appreciate it. And the music in the background was tight, too. It's a nice accompaniment.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm sorry. I missed it. I was, like, distracted for a second. What happened? No, what
happened?
You
what?
No, did you
no,
ask
you're saying, like, No, we didn't ask you to do anything. I was just kind of giving you a flowers and tell you what I thought about the piece. Sorry, it got away from me.
No, I heard all that. That's what I was like. I just missed, like, I was distracted. Like, it was bad. I was like, oh. You know, I just missed something. It was
bad. No, it's cool. It was just, you know, thank you for that. That was really amazing. Oh, I really loved it. Oh. Back to the business aspect of it. I know that you want to let us know what you have going on. And we did one of the life commercials if you wrote one tonight.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Last year.
Tomorrow on the 50 Radio Universe, the scholarship. Well, we'll be going over poems that have been gone before, but tomorrow will be more counsel, a conscious, egalitarian, creative panel of individuals who get together and discuss relationships,
issues and things that hit the public sphere. We're doing a mixed bag tomorrow of many different things. We're going to play some examples and ask some questions of some of the things that have hit the public sphere and relationships between men and women, of course. But it's going to be very interesting, very intense. We're going to bring up some things such as the box test. If you don't know, come tomorrow, we'll tell you about the box test. There's going to be a few other videos and things that are happening, stuff that's hit the public sphere and things we're going to discuss, as we do, as we must, here on War Council, here on the Figure Radio Universe, for real entertainment network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Now, make sure that you check us out at 9 p.m. every night of the week here on the Pigeon Radio Universe at 9 p.m. We've got something for you, and it is always special. And we look forward to hearing from you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Mojave. Thank you for that beautiful piece, and thank you for your lovely perspective tonight. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate your time. All right. So enjoy the rest of your night, and make sure you stay tuned. We're still on the air. We got a few more callers in.
One love, one mic.
Hi, Bert. Oh, man. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Mojave coming through with that romantic and sensual poetry that King Rip is known for. We love it. We love it for sure. All right, we're going to keep this party going and bring in our next caller. Coming to us from area code 901. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
Why, hi, my name is Martell. They call me the infamous BB. I thought it was about, we got a different time zone. Hi, Queen. Hi, King.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Martell?
Welcome.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, I'm chilling.
Okay. All right, it's great to meet you.
I'm grateful I made it.
Yes, it is great to hear you. Thank you for joining us. We always welcome a newbie. Can't wait to hear what you have brought. And how are you doing? How is, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself. We welcome you.
Well, I'm 45 years old, and I'm from the Dirty South, Memphis, Tennessee. And poetry has just been such an inspiration in my life. It's been healing. It saved my life. I've been through a lot in my life, you know, trauma, mental illness, I'm bipolar. It's been a lot. I even dibble and dabble in different lifestyles, and make my life really unmanageable. So I've had a pretty, what they say, cinematic life. Somebody told me, write a book today. Yeah. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for it all. It shaped me to be the woman that I'm becoming.
Absolutely. That is for sure. And I'm sure that all of those experiences influence your pen a great deal. And I can't wait to hear some of the poetry that you brought to share for us. But before we get a chance to get there, we do have a question for you. King is a question that he posed. How do you feel about yourself in this life today?
Today, I feel like I was born to be a superhero, and I'm just now beginning to rewalk that path again, you know, through life's traumatic experiences. I feel like a superhero, like I'm triumphing, like I'm persevering, because I'm really not supposed to be here. It's only God's divine intervention that I'm here. So basically, that's it.
Hello. What's it? It's okay now. I feel like I want to just give you the floor to just school everybody tonight, but, you know, we're going to take it in doses and hope that you join us a couple of more Mondays and, you know, really bring us the story, because I know there is a story back there that is so inspirational, but we're going to let you give it to us a little bit by a little bit, okay? All right. So that's beautiful. I love that perspective for sure. All right, so we are here for the poetry, so... Do you have a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yes, Born a Superhero.
All right. Okay. All right.
Shira.
When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right. Thanks, Queen. again, my name is Marcia, the infamous TV, and my piece is called Born a Super Shiro. And it says, Adventures of Pen became stains inked from 44 years of pain, but I always had the strength of many men. It was blended within my DNA, but my third eye was blinded by life's distortion. The super Shiro in me couldn't exist, so the currents of life I continued to resist, keeping my heart protected from the world's corruption. It was clear up a scene through my vision called the veil. Misfortune so great of a new opening to hell. I saw it but not considered a proper prophet, for I was only a child. Misunderstanding my true connection of what I'd already experienced and the connection to the entire universe as an antenna to the Most High. The world needs to save it now. Can I align my heart of great one, strengthen my spirit, which comforts my soul, that leaves my mind in control of my every action, which is responsible for every contribution I give as well as receiving this work. I temporarily was separated and isolated by your love and grace, but my third eye is more aligned, so peace within is being restored. Again, I see the original vision, my purpose as well as my role, because I was gifted with the sight to enlighten. Those of great vision still able to decipher through reasoning, just know there is still hope, but very little. Seeing the vision of balance through peace, never from any division, is never equality or inspires to create harmony. Those blinded with motive, intent, malice, and self-purpose only can't abate. Purpose only cannot and will not encourage or inspire. So no sustainable growth will ever be achieved. They'll continue destroying this one vision for all who sees that any division of any kind is a human flaw. Never intended for self or only for, and if setting the natural balance spread like disease and contaminates all in its path. Even those of great intent are still blinded by self and are misguided because they've no good orderly direction. God, always seeing a single vision and not the vision for all. Disturbing and disrupted to natural law, leap heading toward our eternal destruction, not adding balance, but less. Harmony, peace, balance, and everyone and in everything must be restored, for there's grand evidence of this present destruction. Look all around you, even with your limited sight, not even restored. You see it? Being in denial only lasts up until that final realization that, yes, these are the last days. It's written in every chosen religion and true belief, but those with limited sight or discipling with reason. I'm just a messenger sent just to get their attention and spread the message. I am a true super Shiro whose vision has been restored for great purpose. I'm to enlighten those who can decipher through reasoning or with a little sight from natural flaw, but still gifted. Everything else will be reborn through understanding. The rest shall perish in its confusion. I am a super Shiro, and I was given infinite strength, heightened sight, and access to wisdom with guidance. Sent to fight in the war on the world, heaven to restore order and peace. Restoring harmony, which creates balance to those left without this ease of self. A super Shiro on a mission for injustice and complete restoration only for the common welfare of the world, which cries out loud for a better future.
Hey, Martell, that was dope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was weak. You know,
yes. Knocking her out the box. Oh, my God. It's a pleasure to meet your poetry. And your delivery is so, it's like the ownership of these powerful words and almost affirmations that you bring to it. And it's just, I love it. And your delivery is just so, it just drew me in so much. I can't wait to hear more from you, darling. This is beautiful. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Super Shiro. I know that's right.
Yeah, thanks for coming through, Martell. Wear it up.
Yeah. Right. All right. One mic, one love.
One love, one mic. And make sure that you join us back here next Monday night. And check out the rest of your Epiphany family throughout the week. There's always a mic here to share and to, you know, give others a chance to embrace your beautiful pen. So one love, one mic, and we'll see you back here. Whenever you can, okay?
One mic.
One, okay, one little.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh, where you been hiding her? King, that was, she is powerful. She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she came through on PC when I lost her a few times. When I, yeah, she's dope. Me and her went, we went on a couple of rounds together on one of the episodes. Yeah, she definitely fly with it.
She is. Okay, Marcella, make sure that you come back through and join us. I'd love to hear more from you. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Whew. It's been a great night, and what a better way to round it out than a beautiful piece by the lovely favorite Canadian. I think her connection dropped, but she found her way back to us, and we thank you for the effort. Lady A, welcome back to King and Queen Sports.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, what's up, Lady?
Great. Hi.
Hi.
She was really good, that last poet. That was excellent.
Yes, she was. Oh, it's the power that she has behind it. Like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my color. Yes. Oh, Lady A, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I found your topic really interesting, and I wrote a new piece for it. And unfortunately, you know, life, as much as you like to, you know, say it's all peaches and cream and all the rest of it, it doesn't work out like that a lot of times. It's what you do with what you've got also. But I think there's a time for mourning, and I'm stuck in it really deep and trying to get through it all, but it's very, very difficult, very difficult. And so I wrote about it.
I understand. Lady A, I know how much your life and the things that you've experienced influence your pen, and that would be the best way for you to share your thoughts with us. So when you're ready, we are lucky to hear your piece.
Thank you.
The mic is yours.
Thanks. This is called The Good Mother. I believe I am good, a good person, a good mother, one like no other. Gifted what I could give fully, love. Love, my mission in raising them. Stories and songs, every night tucked in, telling them they belong. Looking into innocent eyes, pressing my cheek against theirs, my love pouring into them, my girls. Went to bed each night filled with love. Reading bedtime stories in poetry and books worn from fingers turning pages. All could speak in full sentences at the age of two, conversations all day, eye contact when talking. Freedom to be who they were, freedom to express themselves, happy or sad. My girls were important. They were individuals with their own gifts. I believe I am a good mother, one like no other. We spent summers on the beach, running on the sandbars at low tide, digging clams and chasing seagulls, collecting shells and swimming, hats and sunscreen and t-shirts. Still, their skin was golden brown. Days were spent carefree and filled with wonder. I believe I'm a good mother, one like no other. A big galvanized tub filled each night with well water. The next day, the sun warmed it so that I could wash the girl's hair. Following an adventurous day at the beach, no hot water, but boiling a kettle for each enabled baths. I believe I'm a good mother, one like no other. Clean jammers, bedtime snack, bedtime reading and sing along, crawled into a big double bed with an iron headboard, giggles for minutes and then quiet. I loved going back into the room to see their shiny, sleepy faces, feeling so grateful, so happy, so content as I looked upon these lovelies. I believe I'm a good mother, one like no other. Growing up, homework, swimming lessons, skating lessons, Christmas, dollies and games, new jammies and matching dresses, dinner at Nan's, tiny glasses for apple juice poured from the green bottle. That house was filled with love, peace, and joy. Such love like no other. I know I'm a good mother,
through turmoil of teen years, heartache and tears, drugs, the law, bad friends, and more heartache. Love them, teach them, lead them, and let them go. Let go and be there when they fall. Some come out of the twilight zone and some stay stuck. And then mommy becomes the blame for their bad choices. I know I'm a good mother. Through it all, I love them. Learning throughout, no matter how much you love them, teach them and lead them. They look upon you as the reason for their pregnancies, addictions, and all bad choices they have made. They are adults, well over time to take responsibility for themselves. I know I am a good mother. And peace.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Oh. Sorry about the...
No. I understand how much it must have taken to get through that piece, but that was...
Yeah.
We appreciate you for having the courage to share that with us. It's something that you said in that piece, though, that I think is so, so, so important. It was a line that began where you were saying, some came out of the twilight zone and some stay stuck, acknowledging the fact that these, in your perception, are a big part of what influence how we see one another as well, you know? And if their perception is stuck in that twilight zone, it's hard to disconnect from the fact that that can be painful, but it's important to know that. And sometimes you have to affirm that to yourself.
Yeah.
And like you did throughout the piece, it's like, I know. And as you were reading it, I can like see like those, it's almost like an old-fashioned projector movie of you enjoying these memories that you thought would be sanctity through these storms that came that nobody could expect. You can never, ever, trust me, I know. You will never, ever know what to expect from your children, no matter how much you invest the love and attention you think they deserve. And all you can do is say, I gave it the, it's something Maya Angelou says, like, you know, you had at that time. And if that is what you did, and you know that that's what you did, and you know that you moved in love, then you gift them that love, whether it's a gift that is appreciated right now or one that they will have to hold on to and maybe give to their children. You gifted them that love. Hold on to that idea and try to let that console you, even though I know that that is not an easy thing. It is something that you have to, you know, work through every day.
Your question addressed that and how you see yourself. And it's hard to see yourself as that good mother, that good person, when so many horrible things are going on. And it's very difficult to look in that in the mirror and say, you know what? Like, I like myself. I like who I am. I love myself, and I'm proud of myself for all the things that I've accomplished in life. Even my children, though they're where they are, you know, that was part of my accomplishments. But it's hard to look in the mirror to convince yourself when crap's going on that you are that good person. You know, that's what I struggle with. Sorry. Oh, shit.
Yeah. No.
And I go through this ritual, like, you know, I listen to what King has said before, you know, about being positive and leaving the shit behind and moving forward. And it's much easier said than done. But you have to. You have to practice it. You have to be able to push yourself through it.
You
I
do.
Guess is the best way to say it.
You do. I think that it's to keep in mind is that we are here to find the light. You know, it is easy to get distracted by the darkness, but you have to find the light. You have to find the light in your life. And sometimes it's not always going to come from the sources that you expect it from. But like I think it's King, what was that? Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So you can't move in the same darkness and expect to find light. Keep your attention towards that light and towards those places and those energies that draw out the greatness and the best in you. And sometimes you got to let the old wounds heal and just nurse them in as much love as you can, but they have to heal. They have to. And children have to grow up. And like everything else that grows, there is a breaking process and growing that sometimes they look at you and be like, you know, you have kissed every other boo-boo away. Why can't you kiss this away? Why can't you kiss away my addiction or my problems or my bad decisions or these things that happen? Why can't you do it the way that you did it when I was a child? And at first, that looks like anger and resentment. But as they get older, they start to realize that impact, but that's a growing process. And a learning and a healing process that we kind of have to go through. But keep your eye on the light, Lady A, always.
Thank you for allowing me the time to share. Poetry to me is life-saving as well. Like the other poet said, it has been a way of me just being able to get it out, you know, these feelings, these thoughts. And it's very cathartic for me. I love you, and I really appreciate you taking time to share your perspective on my feelings and my poetry. I do appreciate it very much.
We welcome you always, Lady A, and we appreciate your perspective as well. Thank you. Thank you so much. And
thank you very much.
I pray God grants you ease through this process that you are going through and everything that you experience, and I hope you find comfort in some way in order to get through it. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lady. One love and one mic, okay?
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A joining us and bringing us some very heartfelt sentiments that very difficult to, you know, it's hard to hear those things from people and not to be able to know exactly what to do or to say to bring them comfort. But we got to grow through what we go through. Sometimes that can be hard. But, as always, Lady A, and please believe me when I say it, I appreciate your poetic perspective. We thank you for joining us tonight. All right, I think I may have lost King, but before we go, I do want to make sure that I take the time out and let each and every one of you know, from the poets to the listener that was downloading, our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, Lady A, our new guest, Markella, the Diva, Mojave, C-34, everyone that came through tonight and joined us and shared your perspectives, it has all been very appreciated and helped us all to grow a little bit more in our own experiences. So I want to take the time to thank you guys and let you know to come back and join us back here next Monday night for another great evening of poetry and conversation and music. And tune in every night this week for an installment of one of Epiphany's other great shows. Tomorrow night will be Mojave's show. I believe you said that it is going to be the War Council. And then Wednesday is with Perla Negra. And I'm really that great at this. I want to spy. Okay. It's going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. And then Thursday is typically the Get Down. Friday goes back and forth. So I will wait by to see if everyone lets us know what's going on. But it's always going to be a show here. Saturday is going to be Gina and Just Jay. Sunday, the Inspiration Factory. And then Monday, join us right back here. We'd love to hear you. And thank you so much for listening. And as always, one love and one bite.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Early one Sunday morning, Breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory, we learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny. No money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie, Sadie Mae, still loving us all in your special way. Well, well.
Took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany.
Epiphany Radio.